SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. And as we are entering a new season, we are entering today's lesson with this new season, autumn. So, autumn or fall, in Dutch, you might think of harvesting, which is often a very autumn task that farmers do. Harvest sounds a lot like our Dutch word for autumn, which is herfst, de herfst. It's a bit shorter and quicker than harvest, but pretty much the same, de herfst. Now, the most common thing about herfst are leaves, or at least I think so. And leaves in Dutch are bladeren, de bladeren, de bladeren. And as before, I'm going to tell you some sentences. You can repeat them if you like, and then I will tell you the translation because I really want you to focus on your new word in the sentence, as well as can I understand what has been said just then? And I encourage you to then make your own sentence with this word. And for this week, especially when you're outside. All right, de zin met bladeren is: de bladeren veranderen van kleur in de herfst. De bladeren veranderen van kleur in de herfst. So the leaves change, because it has other in it, of color in autumn, or in the autumn. Next up, unfortunately, or pretty much with every season in the Netherlands, it rains a lot. So the word for raining or to rain is regenen, regenen. And rain is also wet, not. Not is wet. So, de zin, het regent vaak in de herfst. En de straten worden nat. Het regent vaak in de herfst en de straten worden nat. It rains often in autumn and the streets become wet. Other than rain, we might have a lot of wind. Wind is wind. But what the wind does is blowing, which we have a specific verb for it, which in English doesn't translate too well. But still, we use it because we love weather words. And for us to blow, as in the wind blows, is waaien, waaien, waaien. In a sentence that will look like this. De wind waait hard en maakt de bomen kaal. De wind waait hard en maakt de bomen kaal. So the wind blows hard. So whenever something is really, really hard and not difficult, then you can use hard in Dutch. And it makes the trees, de bomen, bald, as in without leaves, kaal. Next up, jas. Jas is a jacket which you might remember from your clothing lesson. And I'm still using it here because I want you to use it in a sentence in autumn. One sentence might be this. Ik draag mijn warme jas omdat het buiten koud is. Ik draag mijn warme jas omdat het buiten koud is. So I wear my warm jacket because it is cold outside, buiten. Then, another piece of clothing that we will wear a lot is a scarf. A scarf, think of a synonym shawl, is a sjaal, de sjaal. In een zin, ik wikkel me in een dikke sjaal om warm te blijven. So you might not know all these words, but I'm sure you can get the context. Ik wikkel me in een dikke sjaal om warm te blijven. So I cover myself in a thick scarf to stay warm. And another one that we might need with all that regen are boots. So for boots only, we can say laarzen, laarzen. And for gumboots, specifically for the rain, we call them, you know, de regenlaarzen. De regenlaarzen. And that is one word. Het is tijd om mijn laarzen, mijn regenlaarzen, aan te trekken vanwege de regen. Het is tijd om mijn laarzen aan te trekken vanwege de regen. So it is time to put on or to pull on my gumboots because of the rain. Next up, the umbrella, a must-have in autumn. An umbrella comes from the French word and we say parapluie, against the rain. Parapluie. De parapluie. Het regent, dus ik neem een paraplu mee naar buiten. Het regent, dus ik neem een paraplu mee naar buiten. It is raining, so I take my umbrella outside. Or as we say, I take my umbrella with me or along outside. Now in autumn, it is beautiful to take a walk in the forest. The forest or the bush is het bos. Het bos. En in het bos wandel ik om paddenstoelen te zoeken. In het bos wandel ik om paddenstoelen te zoeken. So, in the forest I walk, or I walk in the forest, to find, to seek mushrooms. Paddenstoelen. Usually paddenstoelen are those cute ones, the red and white ones, and they're very fun to spot in het bos. Another one that Dutch people tend to say a lot is dark, donker. So you might have used that with the colors like donkerblauw of donkerrood. But obviously when the days are getting darker, we use it as well. In de zin, de dagen worden korter en het wordt eerder donker. De dagen worden korter en het wordt eerder donker. So the days are getting shorter and it gets darker earlier. But we use worden to say more like a become. So the days become shorter and it becomes darker earlier. Last but not least, we have two words that you might want to really remember. One is candle, which is de kaars, not to confuse it with kaas, cheese, kaars. So there's a slight R in there, kaars, or een kaarsje. And coziness. Coziness is de gezelligheid. De gezelligheid. Ik houd van de gezelligheid van de herfst met warme drankjes, dekentjes en kaarsjes. Ik houd van de gezelligheid van de herfst met warme drankjes, dekentjes en kaarsjes. So I love the coziness of autumn with warm drinks, blankets and candles. I'm curious to hear if you know any other words relating to autumn, which words you already know, and I encourage you to practice these words throughout the week. Happy practicing, heel veel plezier met oefenen en tot volgende week. Doei!
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.